This issue of fentanyl, I have to say, has sprung up on a lot of people very quickly. I don't think most people even knew what fentanyl was a few weeks ago. I first heard about it about a month ago, and it appears as though, according to Ottawa police, there are some 30 high school students in Manotick who are hooked on the drug. So let's talk first about what the actual drug is. It's a painkiller.
Yeah, it's an opioid painkiller in the same category as morphine or oxycodone or essentially any narcotic medication. The difference being is that it is primarily available in a patch form. There is intravenous use of it in the hospital that anesthesiologists will use. They'll use for various types of surgeries to provide pain relief. But for the general public, it's used in patch form, but never to be used in someone who has never received narcotic medications, because it is extremely strong in terms of how it works. And so it's reserved for people who have been on long-term medications, narcotic medications, that for chronic pain or cancer syndromes, for which the oral medications haven't been delivering the medication adequately enough. And so then they are switched to a patch that provides even distribution and delivery of the medication over 24 hours. The problem is that if you take the patch and you cut it up, there is a resin in the patch. That resin or matrix contains the medication that's designed to essentially flow through the membrane that holds the medication in this patch at a regular rate. The minute you cut that membrane, you can get an immediate release of all that medication, especially if you ingest it, and therein lies that particular problem.
So some kids are ingesting it. One child, apparently one teenager, overdosed on it in August, and now it's leading to some property crime in Manotick and Barrhaven because it's incredibly addictive, like the other opioid painkillers.
Yeah, and essentially what we're seeing, Mark, and I don't think anybody should be surprised, is that when you cut off the supply of one medication, in this case it was OxyContin, where people were using this as a means of crushing and injecting and snorting and swallowing, and you remove that supply, people who have addictions to opioids are going to move on to the next thing that will provide them with that particular effect. So whether this represents an increase in use amongst youth, or whether this simply implies that because these youth were using other medications prior to the discontinuation of OxyContin or other narcotic medications, that this just simply represents a switch in that population from one to the other. But because it's a switch from a medication where in a tablet form, you knew what was in that tablet, they had different colors, you knew what the dose was, and users are pretty savvy about that. When you switch to the patch, and where patches, although they may be a different size that represents a different dosing, when you cut them up and you distribute them, it all looks the same. And so you may not necessarily know how much drug you're getting in terms of ingesting or using that portion of the patch, whereas the pill form, you would know the color or you would know exactly what you were getting in some perverse way.
So what should parents be on the lookout for if they're worried that their teenager might be abusing this drug?
Well, as with any addiction, it's the procurement behaviors that tend to come out. So the money that disappears, not accounting for where they've been. Just the people can hide things really well, Mark. So if you're not high, for example, if you're not taking the medication or you're in between a phase, you're not going to notice much of a difference. If you are taking the medication or someone has just recently taken it, part of it is that they're going to be mentally slowed. They will have pinpoint pupils. They will, in some cases, when you watch them sleep or just resting, their breathing is extremely slow. Normally, people will breathe at about 20 to 22 breaths per minute. And if you see them breathing at 10 or 8 breaths per minute, you know something is up, because the way this medication harms you or results in overdose and death is it causes severe respiratory depression. So you stop breathing, no more oxygen, your heart stops. So that's essentially the way it slows you down. So it's really the breathing patterns when someone is sleeping that tends to help you determine if someone has taken this and now has just gone to sleep because they've taken so much.
All right, Barry, thank you. It's one more thing for parents to have to worry about, I know, but having information is really important.
And also, I think we have to, it's a very charged topic, but we have to have the data to know how many are actually taking it and whether this represents an increase in use or whether just a switch from
one drug to another.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Barry.
You're very welcome, Mark.